Deadly Harvest by Jeff Bond. Introduction. A zookeeper put signs in front of the cages saying, "Please do not feed the animals." Have you ever thought about that? If you feed lions on popcorn or gorillas on pizza, they get sick and die. The zookeeper knows that there is a particular feeding pattern that is right for each of these creatures. We now realize that there is a particular feeding pattern appropriate for human creatures as well. A new science has come into being to explore this fascinating subject: nutritional anthropology. It is the spellbinding story about what it means to be a human in nutritional terms. It provides an extraordinarily powerful understanding of how, by eating in harmony with the way our bodies are designed, we can rejoice in the best possible health and relish the prospect of a long life. We accept that lions and gorillas have bodies, digestive systems, and feeding patterns that are adapted to the environment in which they live. Lions who live by catching and eating fleet-footed antelope have razor-sharp claws, needle teeth, and powerful stomach acids. Gorillas, who live by chomping through vast quantities of vegetation, have massive molars and long colons. Lions' bodies are designed to work on the food that lions eat, and gorillas' bodies are designed to work on the food that gorillas eat. Yet we imagine, incorrectly, that humans are made to eat anything. What feeding environment are human bodies designed for? Nutritional anthropology shows that there is a very precise specification for the human diet, developed by our human ancestors over millennia. And our bodies are designed to work according to those instructions and no others. It is an adventure story, stretching across the globe and into the distant past to discover what humans were designed to eat. The past is the future. Modern-day humans have changed very little, genetically speaking, and we are still living in bodies that nature designed to thrive in that far-off time. Examining our ancestors' way of life provides powerful clues to how we should be living today. These remarkable insights show how, in many surprising and unsuspected ways, we can make life-transforming adjustments. The way humans have been eating and living for many thousands of years has not been ideal. In this book, you will learn how we discover this and come to understand what we can do to improve and enrich our lives right now.